Previously on Cliff and Kendall, Coast to Coast.
Mrs. Potter Butter Butter, I give you this ring to wear with love and joy. As a ring has no end, neither shall my love for you. I choose you to be my wife this day and forevermore.
I accept you!
And now, whether you like it or not, Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Cliff and Kendall, two big old boys from Nashville, grew up and branched out all across America. From thousands of miles away, they reunite online and in your ear, each week bringing you bits of humanity in the form of a podcast. Cliff and Kendall.
am I podcasting with LL Cool J over there?
Yo, Kendall, what's up? This is LL Cool J. I'm ready to make these listeners aware of May.
Well, no, are you Kendall, aware how May it is? May.
Kendall, I wanted to ask you, honestly, what do you think about these sunglasses? Feel free, you cannot say I like them or I don't like them. If you can say that, but you have to tell me why.
Well,
you feel free to say either one.
All right, Cliff, I do like. I'm glad we're having this discussion on the show. I do like them.
Some things need to be aired in public.
I feel this way. You have it on recording of what I say.
Right.
I do like them. I think they frame your face well and make you look thin. although I can't take you seriously doing a show looking into a reflection of my big, obese, fat self.
I didn't intend to do the whole show with them, but
good.
I wanted your honest opinion.
No, I like
honest
them.
Opinion.
I love them. Cliff.
Honest opinions from trustworthy friends. That's what Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast
is all about.
Is all about.
Cliff, do you know? You know how we do quotes at the end of our show every week.
Mm-hmm.
Are you familiar with that format? Well,
with that habit of ours.
I have my own quote that I've come up with that people can feel free to use in the future, and that's
okay.
Drinking makes life easier. Kendall.
Drinking makes life easier.
Kendall said
easier.
That. Kendall, co-host of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Kendall, I've read that the man's need. I've read about a man's needs.
You've been reading about man's needs.
Man's need to alter his state of consciousness is just as vital as the need for food, water, and shelter, and funny podcasts. I really read that.
And humanity.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, Cliff, we're here to bring it to our listeners. Bits of humanity. We're going to bring it.
Bring you that, listen.
Oh, it is May, Cliff. It is May. May. And
it's
I have to
May.
Say, it is glorious. It is. I'm not kidding. It is glorious. It is May because I am done with Law and Order, Los Angeles.
It is May. And
I'm unemployed
I have
again.
To say, it's such a glorious day.
I have a trip to Hawaii coming up that I'm excited about. It's a beautiful time. It's spring. Everything's awakening. It's about to be summer. You know, this is my favorite time of year. May.
Is this your favorite time
this
of year?
This and
Kendall?
Christmas. Yes. Those are my two favorite times of year.
Kendall, in May, what's your favorite memory?
What's my favorite memory day? Well, the thing that has the word memory in it, Cliff, Memorial Day. No. My favorite memory of May. You know, I don't know if I've ever, like, quantified a memory by thinking, this is May. That's how I'm going to remember this memory.
This is May.
I'm sure there's plenty of great memories I have that happened in May, but right now I'll just tell you my favorite memory so far is being done with work and being unemployed.
This is May.
Do you have a memory queued up for May, Cliff?
A memory queued up for May. Well, I'll always remember May.
Always
May to me always
remember like, that kind of May timber.
Yeah. I feel like May is more. It's like graduating from school.
Uh-huh.
And,
oh well, graduating from school. Yep. There's your new favorite memory of May.
I'll always remember
that. We'll always have.
Let me tell our listeners why they think they've tuned in to a wild bachelorette party, but they have not. This is just Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
It is.
But Mr. Snodbottom and Miss Spottabuttabuttachurn, 2 weeks ago, they got married on the show, and they... Last week, they went on their honeymoon to Niagara Falls.
It was,
and
Kendall,
my assistant Tyler, he got a phone call from Mr. Snodbottom this morning, and they've decided to extend their honeymoon for another week. They're going to stay in Niagara Falls Hotel for one more week. And this week, they might even get out to go see the falls.
Ooh. And when the cat's away, the mice will play, listeners.
Listen, so we're just going to be doing... It's up to us. We're producing the show today, so you don't,
so
know,
you don't know what's going to happen.
Oh, no.
Tyler's out there being aware in the sound, in the booth.
You know, I just hope the fire alarm doesn't go off. I can't handle that.
Well, Cliff, let me pull us back for just a moment on track.
Pull us back. Pull us back.
Let me grab
pull
the reins,
back.
Cliff.
Pull us
I wanted to tell back. You something about May.
I keep looking over to Mr. Snowbomb's booth, and he's not in there.
He's not there saying, wrap it up. Wrap it up. Cliff, the most widely accepted explanation of why May has the name May... Was it was named...
Why May even exists why, at all?
It was named for Maya.
Maya.
It was named for...
Maya.
For Maya, the Roman goddess of spring and growth, and her name related to a Latin word that means increase or growth. So this month increase. Is all about us, Cliff, increasing and growth. It's our girth. It's getting bigger
it
and bigger.
It is like a... It's no wonder we're the kings of May, Kendall.
And some important thing. This is May. I can't wait till Mr. Snodbottom gets back. Some important things about May, Cliff. Memorial Day. Mother's Day, as we celebrated. Armed Forces Day.
What did
Day.
You do for your mother on Mother's Day, you big, lousy child?
I live 3,000 miles away. I sent her a card and called her. What'd you do for your mother for Mother's Day?
I didn't do nothing.
See? And Cinco de Mayo, of course, is in May.
What did you do for Mexico on Cinco de Mayo, you big fat...
Now, that I celebrated. I celebrated Cinco de Mayo with a gallon of margarita.
With a gallon? Kendall, I celebrate Asthma and Allergy Awareness Month with a gallon of margaritas.
Well, nothing helps asthma like a gallon
and
of margaritas.
With some crushed up Zoloft around the rim of the glass.
Ooh, Zoloft. Cliff, do you know anybody with really bad asthma?
I know your wife.
That's why
Susan,
I know Susan.
Does she have asthma?
She does have asthma.
Kendall, is she aware that it's National Barbecue Month? Why don't you toss another shrimp on the barbecue?
Let me eat some barbecue tofu.
Last week, you know, we were off. We played a show from the storage closet.
Yes, we did. Previously recorded on Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Yeah, it was previously recorded, I don't know, like 5 years ago. I don't know.
It was like a year ago we recorded that show.
Who knows? But, I went with our first lady. We went to a cabin in the woods.
Oh, not the North Busheltown Woods, I hope.
No, South Busheltown Woods. They're lovely this time of year, Kendall. And, Kendall, we grilled vegetables.
Oh.
I never grilled before.
You've never grilled before?
No, and I still haven't, but we had to get our neighbor in the next cabin to grill them for us. But why I don't have a grill.
Wait, hold the phone. Stop Awareness Month.
Hold the phone.
Tyler, stop the music out there. I want to get to the bottom of this.
Tyler.
G. Oh my gosh.
He doesn't know what button it is. Never mind, Tyler. Keep doing what you're doing.
It's okay, Kendra. We'll fix it.
How have you never grilled anything before? In 30 years, in 30 obese years, have you never grilled anything?
Kendall, do you ask someone who does not own a milkshake maker, how come you've never made a milkshake?
Well, I don't own a milkshake maker, and I've made plenty of milkshakes. I will find a way, Cliff. Fat finds a way.
Fat finds a way. I don't have a grill, Kendall.
You've been to grill, like, cookouts before, right? You've never...
once went over and said, oh, let me flip those burgers for you.
No. It's like if I ever say that or you hear me say that, punch me right in
well,
the face.
Well, but now
okay?
You're vegetarian.
I'm not a... or even veggie burgers. I don't care.
Well, you're never invited to one of my cookouts.
Mr. Stallbottom is not here to tell us not to do that. And I bet that might be why I've never been asked to flip any burgers.
You walk up to people and you go, a clip, that is hilarious.
Occasionally. It is. Oh, Kendall, I have so many more things about
well,
Matt.
Well, there's time coming up after the break, Cliff. But first, we got to tell some bad break. Jokes. If Mr. Stonebum's not here, somebody has to keep track of this time, Cliff.
Keep track of the time, kid.
This show is wearing me out.
I can't see the time over here on my readout. It's turned on metronome. I didn't know how to start.
It's a good thing I've got the time clock. Cliff, this young fellow ran into an old man who was carrying a bag.
Oh.
And the youngster, we'll call him Little Johnny.
Oh.
He said, what's in the bag? And the old man, he says, magic apples. And Little Johnny says, well, prove it. And he says, well, besides apples, what's your favorite two fruits? Said the old man. And Little Johnny said, watermelon and peaches. So the man handed him an apple and told him to try it out. And the boy took a bite and said that it tasted like watermelon. And the old man said, well, turn it over. And he did. And took another bite and it tasted like a peach, Cliff. And the youngster was still not convinced.
Oh, no, not a peach.
Johnny was still not convinced that they were magic. He was smart.
What an idiot.
So the old fellow said, what else do you like to eat? And Little Johnny said, well, I do enjoy a good vagina every now and then.
Oh, fudge.
And the old man said, well, take this apple and bite into it. And Little Johnny, he bit it and spit it out. And he said, oh, this tastes like shit. And the old man says, oh, turn it over. Magic apples. I think I've made that may have been oldie but goodie, but it was worth repeating.
I don't think so, Kendall. If it was oldie, I zoned out the first time.
I think
Kendall,
you zoned out this man,
time. There was a man in a bar.
Not a man. Not a bar.
He sees a friend at a table drinking by himself. Ooh. By his lonesome. Approaching the friend, he comments, you look terrible. What's the problem? Well, my mother died in June and left me $10,000, said the friend. Gee, that's tough, he replied.
That's tough. It mean
then in July, the friend continued, my father died, leaving me $50,000. The man looking concerned. Wow, two parents going to 2 months.
Wow.
No wonder you're depressed.
What a bitch this guy is he's talking to.
The friend continues, and last month my aunt died and left me $15,000. The three close family members lost in 3 months. How sad.
What idiots.
Then this month, continued the friend, nothing, not a single dime. Oh,
he ran out of family members.
Relatives.
Everybody in that joke was a bitch.
Listen, if that... Oh.
Sorry, oh, sorry. If Mr. Snodbottom could only hear me now. Oh, Cliff.
Kendall, that joke actually was the basis for the television series Murder, She Wrote.
Oh, Cliff. There was a man who had a headache for 20 years. And he was at the point where he wanted to end his own life. It was that bad, Cliff. He decided to go to a specialist, and the doctor said to solve his problem, that he had a very rare problem. One of his testicles was pressed up against his spine, causing him to have a headache, and the only way to remedy it was to remove his testicles, Cliff. So the man hesitantly agreed, and he gets them removed, Cliff. He has his testicles taken out. Wake up, assholes. On his way home, he walks past a tailor shop and a sign that says, all suits, half price. So he goes in, says he needs a new suit. And the guy says, oh, I see you need a suit. I would say you're a 34 sleeve and a 24 pant. And the guy says, how did you know that? And he says, well, sir, I've been in this business for 40 years. Would you like shoes to go with that? And he says, yes. He said, well, what are you, a size 10 wide? This is amazing. You're freaking me out. That is such a talent. And the shopkeeper says, well, thanks. Now, how about some underwear? And he says, all right, if you can guess my underwear size, I will be thoroughly impressed. And the shopkeeper says, easy.
That will be impressive.
36. Oh. And the guy says, nope, 34. And the shopkeeper says, impossible. A size 34 would squish your testicles against your spine and give you a headache.
Oh.
He could have just got new underwear, Cliff, but instead he had his testicles removed.
What an idiot. Oh, Kendall, a woman goes into a restaurant in a small southern town out in the country. Oh, she orders a fried chicken and starts to eat.
I don't know why I felt fast. That sounded like a wah when she goes to the restaurant. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Kendall, this woman, she's eating too fast and she chokes on a chicken bone. Well, these two country boys in the next booth notice she is choking, and they get up and go over to help her.
Chalked on
the first, the first country boy drops his coveralls and bends over, and the second country boy starts licking his asshole, and she pukes all over the place, dislodging the chicken bone from her throat. And the country boy pulls his coveralls back up and says to the other excitedly, well, you're right, Billy Bob. That hind lick maneuver works like a charm.
I'll have to remember the hind lick if I ever see anybody choking, Cliff.
Whoa, bad jokes.
Oh, okay, Cliff. This next joke, it reminds me of us. In the beginning.
Here's a toast to the fatso.
Cliff, this guy was ordered to lose 75 pounds due to a very serious health risk.
How many times have we been ordered to lose 75 pounds?
By Mr. Snodbottom alone. So, Cliff, as he wondered how in the heck he would ever do this, he ran across the ad in the newspaper for a guaranteed weight loss program. And he said, guarantee my ass.
But
he was desperate, so he called them and he subscribed to the 3-day 10-pound weight loss challenge or program. So the next day, there's a knock at his door, Cliff, and when he answers, there stands before him a voluptuous, athletic, beautiful woman dressed in nothing but a pair of running shoes and a sign around her neck that said, if you can catch me, you can have me. And she introduced herself from the weight loss company. Without a second thought, Cliff, he took off after her, and a few miles later, after huffing and puffing, he catches her and has his way with her, Cliff. Now, after they are through, she leaves, and he thinks to himself, I like the way this company does business. So the same girl shows up for the next 2 days. Same thing happens. And on the fourth day, he weighs himself and is delighted he has lost 10 pounds as promised. So he calls the company, Cliff, and he orders the 5-day 20-pound program. And as expected, there's another knock on the door with an even more beautiful woman. Same thing happens. Catch me. You can have me. He takes off. For 5 days, this happens. Weighs himself. Lost 20 pounds, Cliff. So he decides to go for broke, and he calls the company to order the 7-day 50-pound loss program. Now, the representative on the phone says, are you sure you want that? And he says, it's our most rigorous program. And he says, absolutely, I haven't felt this great in years.
Kendall.
What?
Mr. Snobbottom's not here. Can I guess what the end of this joke is?
You can.
Do you mind?
No, go ahead. Sorry. Go ahead.
Are you sure?
Go ahead.
Okay. I guess that he orders this next weight loss program, and the person who comes to the door is some big burly man, and he says, if I can catch you, I can have you.
Well, it's Richard Simmons at the doorstep.
Oh, okay.
Wearing nothing but his running shoes, and he says, run. If I catch you, I get you.
Oh. Richard Simmons, that's like a prize.
I just love you so much, Richard.
Kendall, this joke is about you. I said, writers, write me a joke about Kendall, and this is what they came up with.
Oh, good. I'm glad that they stayed behind from the honeymoon.
They stayed behind. They weren't invited. There was not that much room there. A miserably married guy.
Oh.
He decides that he needs...
I just got it. I was waiting for an insanely obese person.
A miserably married guy decides he needs some companionship. So he goes to a pet store.
Oh, no.
And the salesman says, I have a great pet for you.
a toothless hamster.
Is that pet store owner a doctor at one point?
He was former doctor. Former doctor. Two malpractice suits, yep. Now pet store owner. And the guy says, no. And the salesman says,
I don't sound like that.
But it gives great head.
Oh, God.
And the guy takes it home. Kendall, you took it home. And his wife screams, what the hell is that thing? And he says, never mind what it is. Teach it to cook and then get the fuck out.
Cliff, I know why that joke reminded you of me or why our writers wrote that. Because at one point in my life, I worked at a pet store. So I was that guy at the pet store. I get it. I get it now.
That must be why.
It must be why.
Also, because you're always trying to teach animals how to cook for you.
Well, if I can ever teach Gertie to cook pancakes.
Oh, Kendall, are our listeners, are they aware of May and all its mysteries?
Well, we'll find out when we come back, Cliff, from our little break. This is May.
This is May. This is May.
Don't touch that dial. There's more sass on the way. Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast.
Hey, here's how to make breakfast as exciting as a circus and a three-day rodeo rolled into one.
Shredded, Ralston for your breakfast. Starts the day all shining bright. Gives you lots of cowboy energy with a flavor that's just right. It's delicious and nutritious, bite-sized and ready to eat. Take a tip from Tom, go and tell your mom Shredded Ralston can't be beat.
For better breakfast, it's Ralston. 1, 2, 3. Shredded Ralston, the ready-to-eat bite-sized cereal. Regular Ralston and Instant Ralston, the delicious hot cereals. Look for these whole-grain cereals in the red and white checkerboard packages. For better breakfasts, it's Ralston. 1, 2, 3.
And now, welcome back to the show.
Cliff, we're back.
Oh, Kendall.
I tell you, it is hard to do the show without hearing the constant snoring from Mr. Snodbottom's self through my headphones. I'm so used to it. It's like a rhythm that we get into, you know, and I get into that, and it's hard to adjust.
It's hard, and all we have is Tyler sitting out there eating Doritos.
I keep hearing...
I went out, Tyler, he was just laughing so hard out there, and I thought, I bet he must be listening to old episodes of Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast, you know, and he's out there listening to car talk, and I just can't understand, since when are mufflers so funny, Kendall? I just don't know.
What were you doing out there so long with Tyler? I was afraid to come out there.
He had opened up a package sent to us by a fan. It was somebody heard that we liked Butternut Rye Krispies from that when we were on the radio in Busheltown a while ago.
Well, thanks for inviting me out there to enjoy.
Yeah, I think there might be one or two left. And I don't know. I can't vouch for what's going
on. Not anymore. All right, Cliff, what is happening with the May awareness?
In May.
In May.
That's a very interesting fact about May.
Kendall, the Peabody Committee is crossing us off the list as we speak.
Oh, but don't. We were never on the list.
The Peabody Committee has two lists, Kendall. One list to invite and one list not to invite. And briefly, we were put on the wrong list. Kendall, it's National Salad Month, and it's also National Photo Month, so I suggest taking a photo of your salad.
Or a picture of yourself eating a salad.
Yeah, it's National Physical Fitness and Sports Month, Kendall, and I think that you really missed out because you should have been the spokesperson for National Fitness and Sports Month, because you're a big runner, and always going to boot camp, and when you are just always, every time I talk to Kendall, he's like, I'm on my way to go exercise.
When people think fitness, they think
of you.
Yeah, that's it.
You've run so many marathons, but here's another, you can be the spokesman for that, Kendall. I will be the spokesman for Older Americans Month.
Older, balder, fatter.
Older, balder. Fatter Americans Month. Hi, I'm Cliff.
Uh-oh, the baseball talk's coming out.
The baseball dog's coming out, Kendall. There's a homer round in third.
Oh, God, please. Cliff, so you know the Kentucky Derby is usually in May, too. Are you a big horse racing fan, Cliff?
Kentucky horse, keep driving round.
That's where you can hear that talk. And Wispy Nose is coming around the south.
Here's what I'm a fan of.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of the sequence in both My Fair Lady and Pretty Woman where they go to the horse racing track. Other than that, I don't really care. You know who? This is us telling tales out of school, like Kathy Griffin. But, you know, frequent guest star Alan.
Stay tuned, Kathy Griffin fans.
And I'm over Kathy Griffin.
What about Alan?
Yeah, his girlfriend loves horses and gets very into like the Kentucky Derby and stuff. Isn't that interesting?
That's so interesting.
People are like, I get this show for free. I don't have to pay for this insider scoop.
It's all free, listeners. As long as you keep listening, it'll be for free. If you stop listening, we're going to start charging. Cliff, now I've been getting texts off the hook.
Kendall, they're blowing up your phone. Your phone's been blowing up over there.
Because I started asking the kids what they've been saying again, and this is what they had to say.
Kids. Oh, Kendall. Sometimes the kids, what they say is just crazy.
Cliff, do you know what a nouveau vegetarian is? A nouveau vegetarian.
Nouveau vegetarian. I do not. Kendall, won't you let me in on that?
That is a person who decides to go vegetarian and then becomes a bit too pretentious about it. That's not us.
No.
That's not us. But like, oh, he's a nouveau vegetarian. He turned last week and is already turning up his nose to all things carnivore. Because that is the kind of vegetarian you do not want to become. Because then people will be like, oh, I hate vegetarians. They're so pretentious.
Right. Okay, Kendall, did you...
Thanks for lingering on that one. Yes.
I don't have anything.
What's next, Cliff?
With everything you said, I agree.
Good.
Kendall, the kids are saying, that's the college kids, obese people on campus like me, Kendall, they are saying college beard. Have you college ever heard? Beard. Did you have a college beard in college? Let's find out.
I don't know because I don't know what the kids are saying about it.
College beard. Kids are saying that's a beard that a male grows in college because he is fascinated with the fact that he can grow facial hair. And often seen among those who consider themselves artistic or interested in the arts, as we both were.
Cliff, I was one of those few that had a high school beard.
You were. You are the Robin Williams of your time, sir. And not only because you so frequently enjoy dressing as ladies, but...
Cliff, did I shave my back for this?
Man, I was visiting schools last week and I saw many college beards. I thought I was hanging with some Orthodox Jews.
Orthodox Jews.
So now I did. I had like some weird quasi, what is it called? Goatee. It was sort of bizarre, but I had it. And it was because I was fascinated that I could only grow hair like right down there on the chin.
Yeah.
So, it's a gateway facial hair.
Cliff, do you know what Kitchenheimer's is?
Kitchenheimer? Nope.
Like, you know, like Alzheimer's, but Kitchenheimer's.
Oh, it's a condition. Why did I walk into the kitchen for this?
It's a condition, Cliff, marked by a tendency to perform repeated treks to the kitchen for snacks.
Oh, shit. We got terminal.
Used in a sentence, Cliff, it's, I'm fucking hungry, but there's nothing to eat in this dump, and my Kitchenheimer's is acting up.
Yeah. I've got it.
Because Kendall, you forget you've eaten. You forget. We do that all the time. We're so fucking fat.
Oh, Jesus. Jesus, take the wheel.
Stop the show and help us, Jesus. Yes. What's next, Cliff?
What else? College shower. The college kids are saying college shower.
I feel like that has to do with jizz or urine.
Oh, Kendall, your life, all things have to do with your urine.
Is that when you throw flavored jelly beans at somebody, Cliff?
Yeah, a college shower is when you spray your clothes with Febreze instead of washing them.
Oh.
I was taking college showers before the kids were saying.
Well, that's why I was like, I knew what that was, but I didn't know they were called anything. I've been taking college showers for years.
Oh, college showers.
Cliff, do you know what a fardiac arrest is?
Fardiac arrest. I do not.
That is what I you have not. A lot, Cliff. It's a period of uncontrollable farting. Mr. Snodbottom has fardiac arrest every day.
He's got irritable bowel syndrome, Kendall. Sometimes does. I think it might be catching.
I think you've got a little case of it yourself.
College chillin' Phil, Kendall. Ew, college chillin' Phil. You may want to leave the room, but I can say this because Mr. Snodbottom is not.
Oh, here. God. Mr. Snodbottom, come back.
Oh, Tyler's laughing.
Where are you?
Tyler's sitting out there laughing at oil leaks, and we are in here making podcasting history, okay? College chilling feel. That's the act of taking a diarrhea into an ice cube tray and freezing it.
Why would you do that?
Once it is nice and hard, it's put in a blender with a shitload of juice. And they are blended together until it looks like a delicious chocolate milkshake. And the mixture is consumed by a person you dislike who takes much pleasure in it. Said person is probably a slut. And you might be in a sentence like this, Kendall. Shit, dude. The whore drank 25 Collegeville chillin' fills. What a slut.
This is May.
This is May. This is May.
Kendall, the kids are saying it. I don't know why they're saying it, but they are.
Why are they doing it?
I don't know. Kendall, this is us. We're like 48 hours.
We were in college. We didn't do anything like that.
We didn't do
kids I didn't today.
Do, I didn't do one college chilling feel when I was in college.
Well, I'm so glad. Yeah. I'm so glad. But we did eat a lot of Maggie Moo's ice cream.
We did. We basically just shut out freezing colds. Number two.
Oh, Cliff. F you.
Kendall, did you
it's
know?
It's time for some sex tips with Cliff and Kendall.
Oh,
F my you.
God. Kendall, we should tell the listeners if you...
Hey, baby.
Have a heart condition.
You should, or if you're a cardiac arrest, you simply
riding in the car with kids, stop and make them get out.
Just let them walk home so you can finish this podcast.
About to heat it up Cliff, here.
Why
in
don't
the
you
studio.
Give me a sex tip?
A sex tip? Oh, Kendall, I'm so embarrassed to be giving out these sex tips with Tyler right there. Luckily, he is out there.
He's passed out.
True tales of transmission fluid. And but here's a tip, Kendall, just for you. I said, writers, write me a tip for Kendall.
Write me a tip
here's
for
what
Kendall.
They said.
It starts in a pet store.
Hey, Kendall, men aren't irresistible. Men are not irresistible. And not all women are desperate for sex. Good lovemaking starts long before you reach the bedroom. So before any date, have a bath. Everyone smells. Some women like the smell of male sweat. Others don't. But no one likes the smell of stale sweat. Kendall, I had no idea that what our writers were going to do when I said write me a tip for Kendall. I am so embarrassed.
Are you saying that I stink? Is that what you're saying?
Kendall, it's coming from the writers. You have to go in there and just let them have it after the show.
Oh, they're going to have it. They're going to have it. We may have all new writers next week. This show may be completely different, listeners.
Tyler, I tell him to go warn him, but he is asleep.
He's passed out. Well, Cliff, I have a little exercise for everyone and my sex tip.
Okay.
I'm going to call it a little sexercise. Listeners, I want you to pick a time when you have ideally a few hours of uninterrupted time and privacy.
I'm going to do it right now, Kendall. I'm just going to
stop. No, don't do this right now. Don't do this right now. I'm
Mr. Snodbottom is
leaving the room.
Not even here.
I'm leaving the room.
I'm just going to start because I don't care.
All right, not Cliff, but listeners, pick a place you're both comfortable physically and a setting that you can both get as naked as you want to be. You're going to take turns touching each other. You begin by touching any part of your partner's body. Stroke their hair, offer a massage, move right in for a hand job, whatever you want. But your partner has...
Your partner takes a minute or two to feel your touch and then has to say one of six words, all right? You say stop, slower, faster, softer, harder, or keep going. If they say stop, if you say stop, then you switch and your partner begins to touch you. If they say any of the other words, you need to do what they ask. You go for 5 minutes and then switch. And so this like gives, it's like the perfect way of being touched. There's no such thing as a touch that's always perfect. And it might be frustrating to only have those four or five words to use, but the game is designed to make you more aware of the limits you put on yourself and your mutual sexual pleasure by not taking it all really so fast and just like enjoying the foreplay, Cliff.
Kendall, faster. Here's another.
When you do sex as much as me, you have 10 ways to make it interesting. As much as me.
Kendall, avoid. Oh no! Number two, they highlighted it and said this one's for Kendall as well.
Oh, this is gonna be the last show ever.
Oh,
ever.
No. We need Mr. Snodfather.
I just pushed the self destruct button in the studio.
Avoid a heavy meal before sex. Oysters and asparagus.
Are you gonna have a fardiac arrest?
Oysters and asparagus are assumed to be aphrodisiacs, but this is only because of visual or olfactory associations. Champagne is a better bet, but choose a less acidic one. Less exotic Kama Sutra style acts cause indigestion. They even wrote this down there in their handwriting. They said, oh, don't want to cut a bottom belt while sitting on someone's face.
Oh, all of our writers are fired. They're gone.
Oh, no.
Oh, Cliff, that was some excellent sex tips. Well, there was one excellent sex tip in there and one not so nice thing that our writers wrote about me. If I could remember it, I'd tell you what it was.
If I could turn back time. If I could find a way. I'd take back those words that hurt you. And you stay. If I could reach the stars. I'd give them all to you.
Cliff.
Then you'd love me like you used to do. Yeah.
Cliff, do you have any final thoughts about May you want to share with our listeners?
Oh, I did. Where is that final thought?
It's like you're preparing for a play over there, a one-man play.
Kendall, I ate so many butternut Rye Krispies, I do not know. Kendall, why don't you try this for a goddamn minute? Be like a flower and turn your face to the sun. And that was said by Khalil Gibran.
Wait a minute, I didn't ask for a quote. I said, do you have any things you want to say about May?
I think that in May we should be like flowers and turn our faces to the sun. Always to the sun.
All right, well, I have quotes too, but let me get through my little speech first, Cliff.
Adds a mite fighty bite to speech.
If our listeners want to know, I'm going to have to lay Cliff down because he had too many butternut Rye Krispies. But if our listeners want to know more about May, you can check us out at cliffandkendall.com, cliffandkendall.blogspot.com, facebook.com/cliffandkendall, twitter.com/cliffandkendall. Email us at cliffandkendall@yahoo.com or give us a call on our fat line at 818-3084-FAT. All right, Cliff, my quote is this.
Amen.
The world's favorite season is the spring. All things seem possible in May. And that was Edwin Way Teal.
That was beautiful.
Thank you.
I agree that that was beautiful.
Thank you.
My favorite season is autumn.
Mm-hmm.
But Kendall, I'm sorry. Kendall, I don't know. Mr. Snubbottom has got to be here. He would have had us in like a group therapy session.
Oh, he's going to be here next week. Well, I can't wait for him to be back.
Be here. God, listen, next week, you don't know you're going to bother tuning in. It's going to be the worst show. Kendall, don't knock the weather. 9/10 of the people couldn't start a conversation if it didn't change once in a while.
Oh.
And that was said by Ken Hubbard. And people, you might agree with that if you have occasion to talk to any of our beloved elderly that we so often salute. The weather is very important to
me. I start conversations like that. Cliff, why don't you take us home down those May blossoming roads? And I'm Kendall. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll see you here next week.
Probably not. Probably not.
We love you.
We love you so.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Cliff and Kendall will be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe. And for more sass, visit cliffandkendall.com.
This is May.